Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got another hour to discuss the latest in news on the health and nutrition front. Plus, we'd like to hear from you. You can call us at 888-302-3684 with your most important health questions, questions related to medicine or nutrition. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this hour, we'll start off with this story. You know, a lot of people quaff painkillers, in particular what are called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And according to a new study, these drugs might raise the risk of heart failure. The medications that are implicated include Voltaren, Indocin, Feldene, Naprosyn. These are prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, more powerful versions of what you can find over the counter. But ibuprofen or Motrin was also implicated, but the slightly lower levels that you get over the counter are less likely to promote heart failure than prescription level ibuprofen, which is a little heavy duty. The risk increases with the amount of NSAIDs a person is taking, and that's what's called a dose response effect. And a dose response effect is the most clear-cut scientific evidence that something's really going on here. All right? Because the more you use, the more likely you are to get heart failure, and that suggests that those medications are implicated. Why should they be implicated? Well, doctors have been concerned for some time that NSAIDs might play a role in heart failure because they cause people to retain sodium. That also leads to a higher risk of elevated blood pressure and ultimately reduction in kidney function. So for those who have limited kidney function, you got to avoid these medications or minimize your use. And I swear, I once saw a patient, and she came to me because she was on dialysis. And I said, this is a woman in her early 60s. And I said, well, did you have diabetes? She said, no. Did you have hypertension? These are the usual reasons that people require dialysis. She said, no. I said, well, what caused your kidneys to fail? And she said, well, I was in a lot of pain. I had a back problem. And I was taking over-the-counter ibuprofen, Motrin, call it what you will, goes by different brand names. And my kidneys started to fail. Unbeknownst to me, my kidneys failed, and they attributed to the use of these medications. So, scary stuff. I mean, these medications are used routinely by millions of Americans. And so what they say here in this article, this isn't an absolute, that if you take the drug, you're going to end up in the hospital with heart failure. It's just a matter of increasing your risk. So if you're at low risk for heart failure, to begin with, your risk of heart failure is just 1%. And then it might go up to 1.2%. That's probably not a big whoop. But if you go from 20% to 30%, that's a pretty big bump in risk. And so they say that people taking over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs could do well to limit their use. And if you use them, you know, sometimes maybe if you know a lot of pain, try to limit the amount of time that you take them. You know, I see athletes who pop Advil, Motrin before a race as a way of alleviating the pain. You know, they may be doing a half marathon or something. They want to experience the aches and pains, you know, associated with all that pounding. Not a good idea on a routine basis. Okay, we're going to take some phone calls. 888-302-3684 is the number. Dan, welcome. How you doing?
Very well. I'm going to probably lose you. I saw last night on TV where too much Viagra may cause melanoma or skin cancer. You read anything or see anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That to call this number if you do have the symptom.
Yeah, that is? That's an ad from attorneys. They're trolling for malpractice candidates. so that they can file a lawsuit against the company that makes Viagra. And indeed, they have demonstrated an association between taking Viagra and melanoma. We don't know why that should be the case, but it is. It has been statistically noted. So this is, and there's a question is, you know, how much Viagra do you have to take to significantly increase your risk for melanoma? Do you have to take Viagra day in, day out to see that effect? Or could it be just, you know, casual, you know, occasional use? But that is a known effect of Viagra. I mean, look, more common, I mean, I think it's probably a rare effect, but, you know, significant enough to be statistically visible. But, you know, the more common effects of Viagra, you know, dizziness, lightheadedness, blue vision, you know, more, not so much dangerous things, but unpleasant symptoms that make it less fun to have sex.
I mean, I'm going to lose you. I know that, so I appreciate it. I'll listen to the rest off the air. Thanks.
All right. Great. Great call, Dan. Thanks a lot for calling. All right. Yeah, we're talking about the perils of medication. And let's switch gears and talk about the potential hazards of alcohol. All right. You know, look, alcohol has been legitimized as part of a heart-healthy diet program. It seems to be a component of a Mediterranean diet. They have really popularized the notion that if you have a glass or two of Pinot Noir every night, that it's going to protect your heart. And, in fact, some of this is a good selling job by the booze industry to make it sound like, you know, alcohol is part of a healthy diet regimen. You know, it's drink in moderation, you know, that'll be okay. And look, I'm by no means, you know, carry nation here, walking into saloons and, you know, smashing things up. I'm not suggesting that people abandon the use of alcohol, but we got to balance our approach to alcohol, because recently studies have shown that even moderate amounts of alcohol increase the risk for many cancers, breast cancer in women, esophageal and stomach cancer in both sexes, perhaps pancreatic cancer. And now comes news that alcohol isn't necessarily good for your heart. Well, it sort of is good for your heart. It reduces the risk of heart attacks, but not all heart problems are alike. There's another type of heart problem, which is pretty common, which is atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation occurs in a very high percentage of people over the age of 60, and it turns out that even moderate alcohol consumption may damage the structure of the heart. It may damage the electrical system of the heart, not so much affecting the arteries. I mean, the arteries may be somewhat protected by alcohol, particularly things like red wine that are rich in polyphenols like resveratrol. Yeah, there may be a benefit. But when it comes to alcohol as a metabolic poison, it seems to affect the electrical system of the heart, increasing the risk of atrial fibrillation. They looked at a big study, more than 5,000 adults, and these individuals, mostly in their 40s to 60s, reported on average just over one drink per day. And what they found is that the rate of atrial fibrillation was 8 cases per 1,000, meaning that over a 10-year period, 8 out of 100 people were likely to develop atrial fibrillation. But for every additional drink per day, it was associated with a 5% increase in the yearly risk. So these new findings should maybe temper our infatuation with drinking as a way of protecting the heart. Yes, in certain ways, it protects the arteries, but it may damage the electrical system that's responsible for cardiac arrhythmias. And, you know, this harkens me back to my medical training. I worked at the Manhattan VA Hospital, and unfortunately, many vets under care at VA hospitals were, especially in New York, subject to substance abuse, drugs, and alcohol. And we used to refer to this as holiday heart. We would always complain being assigned to being in the emergency room or being on call during the holidays, whether it was July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Christmas, New Year's. We always knew that we would get more vets coming into the hospital with cardiac arrhythmias, Their normal heart rate would deteriorate. They'd be in atrial fibrillation. We'd have to put the paddles on them and defibrillate them. And we call this holiday heart, the consequence of binging out on alcohol during some of those holiday situations. So, yeah, it's a real phenomenon, alcohol consumption and atrial fibrillation. 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And should you not have time to call, or perhaps you don't care to call during a live program, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use it as fodder during our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions, radioprogram@AOL.com. And there's lots more content available to you. You can download it at Stitcher or iTunes or your favorite podcast dispensary. Get an app for your phone or for your mobile device or your computer, and download all our podcasts, because we've got 5 hours of additional programming every week. Great interviews, great clinical focus, and also our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. So I'm really happy to talk about this again. This is a product that we launched around 15 years ago, and it is in the category of an energy supplement. Now, energy is something that we all try to optimize, and energy declines with age, illness, or just the stresses of daily life. So we're always looking for something that can support energy. The product is Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics, and it's a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and the special ingredient, NT Factor. It's all in a convenient packet to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. Propax with NT Factor has been demonstrated to repair damaged cells and restore healthy bacteria in your digestive tract, and it's actually been the subject of clinical trials, which have shown that it reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some of the symptoms of aging. I personally take it. I recommend it to my patients. And you can now obtain it with a 45-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. So to order, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, 800-982-9158 for NT Factor. Let's talk now to Teresa in Yonkers, New York. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Doctor. Doctor, I'm calling because this is my second round with shingles.
Second round? Oh, that's bad luck.
Yes, yes. And I went to the doctor. He gave me some ointment.
Mm-hmm.
And the rash is gone, but I still have aches and pains.
Yeah. You know, there's the problem with shingles is that, you know, it's a little blistery rash, and that's painful while it lasts. But the big problem is what's called postherpetic neuralgia, which is what you're now experiencing. And that's a tough problem to treat. So really dealing with the shingles is, in my opinion, mostly a matter of prevention. So we have the vaccine. The vaccine, unfortunately, is not that effective, particularly in older people who have lower immunity. They say they're coming up with a new vaccine. It's more effective. It's 90% effective, whereas this one is maybe 40, 50% effective and less effective in people with poor immune systems. So prevention is important, and also nutritional prevention. It's important to keep up your level of vitamin D, for example. That's a great immune enhancer. Taking things like Empower, which is AHCC, can help you prevent it. But really, you know, when I talk about prevention, it's not really going to address your pain problem. Your pain problem is difficult and challenging, and I would suggest that you consider getting B12 shots. That may actually help to reduce the pain. There are medications that can sometimes help you deal with the pain, but unfortunately, they tend to make you drowsy. Medications like Lyrica, Neurontin, Elavil, they can help. Also, once the blisters go away, you can apply some a natural cream that you can get over the counter at just any pharmacy now. It's capsaicin cream. It's an extract of cayenne pepper. And the principle behind that is, you know, it burns when you put it on, but it actually sort of draws the burn out. It's sort of fighting fire with fire, literally, in effect, exhausting the pain receptors. Because once you apply this substance, which is kind of burny, it literally exhausts the pain receptors so that you don't have subsequent pain. So you apply it like 3-4 times a day. Make sure you don't get into your eyes, and that can be helpful. It's called capsaicin cream. I think one brand is called Zostrex. You get it at any regular drugstore, and that might be something that could help. So you could give it a shot. Give it a shot. All right.
Okay.
But you know, clearly, the fact that you've had it twice, this really suggests that your immune system is challenged, and you really need to build it up with, you know, the right kind of nutrition, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, Empower, maybe transfer factor. These are some of the things that may help you restore your immunity. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And it's October. That means it's Breast Cancer Month. So you're going to see all kinds of going pink. We're going to see all, you know, products that are pink. And we're going to see football players with pink shoes and pink footballs. And baseball players with pink gloves and bats. And there's a lot of promotion going on around this. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous because some of the very products that are going pink are not particularly desirable for sufferers of breast cancer. You know, pink Dunkin' Donuts or pink bucket of chicken is not exactly health food. But there's a very interesting op-ed in the Wall Street Journal this weekend. Headline, the NFL's pink publicity stunt isn't about fighting cancer. What they say is that the NFL boasts that it's raised nearly $15 million, sounds like a lot, for awareness and screening programs since 2009. But that's really a drop in the bucket. It's about $2 million a year from an organization that makes about $12 billion a year in annual revenue. And what it's all about, according to this op-ed, is an appeal to women, who, after all, are about 30 to 40% of NFL's fan base. And they're a valuable demographic for the league's advertisers. Because if it was just men, you know, there'd just be just beer ads and razor blade ads and Viagra ads. But, hey, you know, get some women watching, make it woman-friendly. And what they're saying is it's just they're burnishing the brand of football with an aura of female orientation. There's also an undercurrent here because the NFL, which is rife with wife beaters, I mean, after all, these are violent football players. They're not concert pianists or Nobel Prize winners. They, you know, it's a violent sport. And some of these guys have impulse control issues. And so there's some public relations message about how, you know, football is now all about women. But the guy who writes this is a cancer surgeon. And what he says here is that they should just give money for cancer, period. That they shouldn't necessarily focus on breast cancer. Yeah, breast cancer is a big deal. But statistically, more people die than about, you know, even ratio, male to female, of pancreatic cancer. So if they really were interested in conquering cancer, they just give to the American Cancer Society. You know, and the American Cancer Society, by the way, disproportionately focuses on breast cancer. 88 million goes to breast cancer. Pancreatic cancer only gets $16 million. So they say, as for its Go Pink campaign, the NFL should consider moving beyond marketing campaigns to bolster its image. It should instead commit to deeper, meaningful investment, including research on behalf of all cancer patients. And then there's this. This is from the Boston Globe. Skip the breast cancer awareness gimmicks and donate directly. They say it might seem like a no-brainer to throw a $10 pink water bottle in your shopping cart and support a good cause, but it's not even clear how much of that actually goes to breast cancer research. Some companies make a flat donation that's not tied to sales. Others put a cap on their total giving. Some give no money at all. They just claim to be raising awareness, but who knows how much money actually goes in the coffers of breast cancer researchers. So what they're saying here is don't fall for the merchandising gimmickry. I mean, basically, it's a way to drive sales. I mean, it's like it appeals to your sense of altruism, like you're doing something. But if you really want to do something, just buy regular products, save money, and the money that you save, donate it directly to your cancer charity of choice. And that way you'll know it's going to cancer research. Okay. 888-302-3684 is their number. And before we get back to calls, let me remind you that we have a special offer going on the Zona Plus. We talked about it last hour. We interviewed Steve Wood, who is the the developer and CEO of the company that makes the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it really works for 9 in 10 people. Many Hoffman Center patients are using it, and they're very happy, and listeners are providing us with some really nice feedback. This is the real deal. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology, and it's proven through at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of use. There are no negative side effects, unlike with blood pressure medication. And I'm not saying don't use your blood pressure medication, but try to spare your use of blood pressure medication by exercising with good diet, and use the Zona Plus to see if you can reduce your dependency on medication or get off altogether. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health now offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try it for 3 full months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, you can return it for a full refund, no problemo. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is also offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to special website we've set up for this, tryzonanow.com, or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right. This item has to do with treatment of irritable bowel syndrome with a natural remedy. IBS, a very serious problem. And there's a botanical that we've been using for a long time, berberine, for patients who have, especially, you know, there's different types of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. One is constipation predominant. We call this IBS-C. The other is more urgency. You can't go anywhere. You're always looking for a bathroom. People actually become agoraphobic. They're afraid to go out because they never know when they're going to get the urge. And so, and a very common problem. Berberine was used in a group of patients who had diarrhea predominant IBS or IBS-D. They were followed at the University of Shanghai in Shanghai, China. And what they found is that berberine hydrochloride, 200 milligrams twice a day, was effective at reducing frequency of bowel movements, urgency, and pain. Their overall IBS symptom score and anxiety score and depression score also improved, because, you know, there's nothing as depressing as not being able to control your bowels, right? So quality of life score was improved. And berberine is antimicrobial. It seems to suppress the overgrowth of bad bacteria. We have it in a product at the Hoffman Center called Candibactin BR. Candibactin BR. And the Candida, yeah, okay, that's yeast. But yeast is, growth is suppressed by berberine, but also the overgrowth of certain bacteria that are responsible for diarrhea is suppressed with berberine. So traditional remedy. And I wouldn't recommend berberine at high doses for people with constipation, because if you have constipation, it might make the constipation worse. But if it's IBS D with diarrhea, that's a very effective treatment. Take one capsule twice daily or two capsules twice daily, and I'll think you'll see a really significant amelioration of your problem. Very, very useful. All right, this item has to do with ADHD drugs. You know, the use of ADHD drugs in some parts of the country, incredibly, up to 15% of school kids get ADHD drugs. And sometimes parents try to solicit a prescription for ADHD drugs for their kids who may be a little slow in school to improve their test scores or to improve their grades or to improve their ability to stick to it with homework, and thus become, you know, eligible for college and, you know, that whole thing. And so, you know, is it really helpful for that? Well, The popular belief is that it makes you smarter or it makes you concentrate better. I mean, who doesn't concentrate better on speed, right? So they tested this out. Giving stimulants to kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder may not help them complete homework or get better grades, according to a recent study. The researchers looked at 75 children that attended a summer school program, and they assigned them to either get behavioral treatment. Now, behavioral treatment is demonstrably effective for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's, you know, basically structured environment, structured goals, and coaching. And then the other group just got ADHD medications. Here's what they found. The group assigned to behavioral therapy had a significant improvement in their ability to complete homework and in the accuracy of their homework assignments. There was 10 to 13% more homework problems finished and 8% more problems accurately solved than without the treatment. So the behavioral treatment worked. What about the ADHD medication? Zero effect. Medication had no significant effects on homework completion or accuracy. So, you know, clearly these kids need more attention, more structure, maybe a little different learning style. That's a good approach to accentuate their academic performance. But these drugs are no magic pill, no panacea for dealing with obstacles to learning. And they are so overused that their use is rampant. On the average across the country, 10% of kids take these medications in some areas, maybe with more upscale areas of the country where parents expect their kids to be college-bound. The use is up to 15% in certain elementary, junior, and high schools. So we need to really reconsider the use of these medications because they do come with risks. And we don't know the long-term effect of kids who run these medications for years and decades. So natural approaches appear to be preferable. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and let's now talk to Barbara in New Jersey. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Hi. I was diagnosed with a yeast infection on my lips.
Oh, wow. How did it come about? Did you have burning lips and irritation?
Yes, and they were swollen. And yep. I was prescribed clomethamide, and
clotrimazole, or clobetasol.
That's it. And okay. Then it was fine, and now it just came back again.
Yeah, yeah.
I am using a dental appliance for snoring, and I think it might be related to that.
Oh yeah, yeah. See, having a foreign body in your mouth puts you at higher risk for oral and lip infections. It's very important to clean and sanitize the dental device because it can actually be colonized with yeast. And I'm not really crazy about the chemical disinfectants, but, there may be, some way, of decontaminating that on a regular basis, really cleaning it so that it doesn't harbor yeast. What happens is that biofilms form in the mouth and on your dental device, and the biofilms make it hard for the medication to get through. So even if you swish it around in your mouth or if you apply something to your lips, the biofilms actually protect the yeast and make it less likely that these medications will kill the yeast. So how do you break up biofilms? Well, one of the, my favorite things to use is xylitol, and there's a whole line of dental products from the company Clear, X-L-E-A-R. You can go to X-L-E-A-R or clear.com. And it's the Spry Dental Defense System. They actually have some nice natural mouthwashes, which contain xylitol, and that will inhibit the growth of yeast. You may need something stronger. You may need to reapply that medication, which is, I believe that's a combo of an antifungal and a steroid. The steroid reduces the inflammation, and the antifungal kills the yeast. But, you know, what's causing it? I mean, sometimes there's a dietary factor. I hope you're not eating too much in the way of sugar, carbohydrates.
I have that been really eating Halloween candy recently, which I suspect plays a role.
Wait, we got a month before Halloween. You're already eating the candy? Come on.
Yes.
I did a whole, no, zero. Really go low on sugar, go low on alcohol, go low on juice, even limit your fruits, because that will really increase your risk for yeast infections. Yeast loves sugar. So go on a low-carb diet, which is beneficial for you anyway. And also, I mean, other things you can use on your lips. You can use a little bit of topical oregano oil. Oregano oil is really strong antifungal. That is a useful thing. You can even use probiotics in your mouth. You know, get a Dr. Rahira's capsule and break it open in your mouth. And, you know, a lot of people just swallow those capsules, fine. But if you have a mouth problem, you can actually restore the balance of healthy bacteria in your mouth by biting into, you know, one or two capsules of Dr. Rahira's. And it's the good bacteria that will prevent the yeast from taking hold. That's actually a decent strategy for natural prevention without using harsh drugs to kill off the yeast. If it's a deeper problem and it just keeps coming back and coming back and coming back, sometimes we use an oral medication called Diflucan, which is, goes deeper, deep into the tissue, actually goes in the bloodstream. And we'd prefer not to use that medication because it's quite strong. And over time, you got to be careful because it can affect the liver. But, you know, the topical things that you're using that your doctor prescribed will not pose you, you know, serious health risks. But as you can see, you get rid of it and it comes back and, you know, the cycle repeats itself. So let's get to the bottom of the problem and, you know, change the diet. Put good bacteria back into your mouth and see if we can, you know, break the vicious cycle. All right?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And, you know, call us. Thank you for calling and call us back and let us know your success or lack thereof, because hopefully this will help.
Okay, I'm going to get a doctoral here's capsule right now. Okay,
right, and stay away from the Halloween candy. Come on, or get some candy that you hate, you know, and give it to the kids, but don't be tempted to dip into the candy stash before Halloween. We got, how many more weeks do we have? I mean, the supermarkets are just full of this stuff. It's getting earlier and earlier. It's like after Labor Day. It's already, you know, pre-Halloween with the skeletons and the cobwebs and the spiders. It's kind of nuts. All right. This item, and it's, you know, I'm almost reluctant to report this because people think I'm carping or complaining, and I really enjoy my job. I'm exactly where I want to be professionally, treating patients using natural medicine and communicating about the benefits of diet, nutrition, and innovative health approaches is a really privileged place for me to occupy. But this report comes to us from Health Leaders Media. Half of physicians demoralized, dissatisfied. Now, you may say, well, okay, look, these doctors, they're complaining, but they're the privileged few. They got great education. They're making more money than the vast majority of people, and they get to do what they want. They chose to do this, so why are they complaining? But medicine is changing. A growing number of physicians say that they're dissatisfied. The majority of the physicians surveyed, 54% describe their morale as somewhat or very negative. 63% are pessimistic about the future of the medical profession. 49% always or often experience feelings of burnout, and 49% would not recommend medicine as a career to their children. And what are they doing about it? They're leaving medicine in droves. 13.5% said that they will seek non-clinical administrative jobs, maybe go work for an insurance company or something like that and help deny claims. 21% will cut back on hours worked. 11.5% will take temporary positions. That's another way you can minimize distress. 10% will switch to part-time practice. 14% will retire outright to take early retirement and get out of the game. 9% said they'll switch to concierge medicine, where they limit the number of patients. So a big driver in doctor dissatisfaction, they looked at all the factors, electronic health records. Only 25% said these records have improved efficiency in their practices. 54% said that electronic health records has distracted from efficiency. And so the pressures on doctors are mounting. More and more regulations, more and more bureaucracy, more paperwork, more fiddling with computers that don't really work well. And we're seeing a real erosion in the profession, and that's not good for patients. That's something that we need to push back against. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for Intelligent Medicine.